Neil, it has been my pleasure to be here. You are listening to your radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and of course, KGNU.org.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on the first Saturday of 2018. And what a day it is here on the Colorado Front Range. Temps in the 50s, maybe even getting near 60. Mostly clear skies and, well, it's not Bombo Genesis around here. But thanks for tuning in anyway, wherever you are, however the weather is. Thanks for joining me in this new year. Hope you had a good holiday and are looking forward to some good times, some progress in 2018. I know we are, and definitely looking forward to some good music. We'll begin in Israel with sort of our New Year's tradition here on Terrasonic. Idan Reichel's Blessing for a New Year on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Yeah.
are Sonic on Listener Powered, KGNU, community radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. It's a beautiful Saturday here, the first one of 2018. Hope you had a good holiday season and are climbing out of that and rolling right on in to this new year. We began with Blessings for the New Year from Idan Reichel's project out of Israel. And then from Turkey, Kazım Koyuncu, and a track called Hayde, reworked by Bete out of Hungary. And, well, in the background right now, it's Rayon I from Global Vario Volume 2 and a song called Eternal Flow. If you'd like to get in touch today, you can do so via phone, 303-442-4242. The playlist is happening at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. And there you go. Back to the music on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Let's leave this world behind, fly. justice system. We call it injustice system. Bang, bang. Did you hear that sound? Do you hear that sound? Another brother shot down. In this LA town, this NY town, bang, bang. In this Oakland town, this Cleveland town, bang, bang. Shots rang out in Old Ball's town, y'all. Police brutality is beyond insanity. It takes mental insanity to a new level, y'all. It's madness, it's crazy. It's all a part of that white supremacy plan. Eventually they'll be coming after you, man. Even if you a white boy, and if your name ain't right, or you don't have the right dollar bill structure, you gon' be a goner. You ain't on the right team. You see, we have to come together, people. We have to come together for the children. They are our future. Fella said, welcome to the coming of the second slavery. And I'm saying, beware of this new world order, the NWO.
35 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, well past the halfway mark on this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music, our first episode of 2018. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you're enjoying the sounds. We just heard from Tenorowin, the Sabo edit of their classic Chet Bogasa, and that comes from Mali Edits, an EP of music put out by the Soul Selectors label. You'll find that on Bandcamp. Afrolicious featuring Sandra Isidore. Before that, the title track to the single, the A-side, I should say, to the single, Dear World. Sandra Isidore, been around singing for many decades. She sang with Fela Kuti and very heavily influenced him, turning him in a political direction. So we have her in part to thank for Fela. And then prior to that, it was the Moscovic Dance Band and the A-side to their single, Repeating Night. And we also heard Shushupe in there and Oro Pendula from a record titled Tarikaya. Right now in the background, it's Pena. And from the EP Beat Your Demon, this is a track called Shambam. I've got no announcements, no tickets to give away, so really not much to talk about. We already know how the weather is, we just have to look out the window. Let's get back to the music here on Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU. 303-442-4242 if you'd like to reach me during the show. It's Terrasonic.
para ser o seu escravo guia. Sonhei a estrada que me traz um dia. Senhora deusa da paixão,
имени Александрова ансамбля песни и пляски советской армии. Борис Александров, на слова Сергея Острового. Песня о Ленине. Солист, заслуженный артист республики Константин Герасимов. Дирижирует народный артист Советского Союза Борис Александров.
Moscú está helado. Lenin tuerce la mirada, la muchedumbre lo aclama. Nadie está en la Plaza Roja, nadie sale de la fábrica. Moscú está helado. Moscú está helado. Sopla el viento en los motores del gran tren transiberiano. Solo un agente de guardia, solo en la sala de máquinas. Moscú está helado. Moscú está helado.
Of my mind, name of Lord, of my mind, name of Lord. tema que ya es guarda la luna que ya eres mujer.
One thing I do know is that something's going to happen. You know, you're going to have to realize that we have to change the system if we're going to support all the people that are on the planet. There's no way you're going to be able to support everyone with our current methods. Something's going to happen.
You good?
No.
All right.
See you.
Just inside 5 minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music is coming in for a landing. We just listened to Evening Interlude from Natasha Atlas and her album Munca Liba. Prior to that, music from Nato, and a single called El Secreto from his Bandcamp. Before that, Basie Black and a song called On My Mind from Duomo Sounds Limited, Nigerian 80s disco music to move your soul. And before that, from a forthcoming compilation from the Les Discs Bongo Joe label. The record is called La Contra Ola, Synthwave, and what is that called? I don't have the title in front of me. Synthwave and post-punk music from Spain, though, 1980 to 1986. And Esplendor Geometrico, the artist, Moscú Está al Lado, the track. And Milton Nascimento in there, remixed by Black Classical. Right now in the background, it is Omar Faruk Tekbilek, the great Turkish musician. He resides in the United States. He put out a record in 2017 called Love Is My Religion, and this is a song called Araf. Stick around. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines. Maka kicking off the year in reggae and taking you up until 4 o'clock when you'll be treated to 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots, a full hour of news from the BBC coming up at 6, and KGNU's Saturday evening music programming commences at 7 with Sound Lab. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find a playlist for today's show. You can stream it. You can subscribe to the podcast. All at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, interviews, and much, much more. All at afterfm.com. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. We've got an archive at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic as well. Thank you again for listening. We look forward to bringing you a lot of wonderful music from around the world in this new year. Thank you for supporting KGNU and being part of our 40th anniversary celebration. We are now a week into it, and 51 more weeks of fun and music to go from this great community resource, KGNU. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next time right back here on Terrasonic. Listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland and K254CH LaPorte, Colorado. Stay tuned for the news, followed by the reggae.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Donald Trump has launched a new attack on an author who's accused him of being unstable and incompetent. The president told a news conference at Camp David that the book by Michael Wolff was a work of fiction, saying he'd been to the best colleges and been a tremendous success on TV. Earlier, in a flurry of tweets, Mr. Trump called himself a stable genius and said the Democrats were only questioning his mental stability because the Russia investigation had turned out to be a total hoax. David Willis is in Washington.
You might argue, I suppose, this just adds more fuel to the fire, if you like, because it keeps the headlines going. It keeps the focus on this controversial book, instead perhaps on focusing what the president was actually doing today when he was at Camp David. He was basically looking to consolidate the legislative program for 2018, as far as the Republicans are concerned. But by going on Twitter and proclaiming himself not just smart, but a genius. And then that denunciation of Michael Wolff's book in the press conference just keeps the whole story running for another few hours, perhaps another day.
Reports from Syria say 17 people have been killed in more airstrikes on a besieged, rebel-held stronghold close to the capital, Damascus. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said another 60 people were wounded in the enclave, which is known as Eastern Ghouta. Earlier, aid workers said that over the past 10 days, 10 hospitals had been hit by the Syrian government and its Russian allies. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Syria, Jan Egeland, said people were being caught up in a catastrophic war.
Several of the remaining health facilities in Eastern Ghouta have been hit yet again. And it's not only in Eastern Ghouta, it's also up in Idlib to the north, where a maternity hospital now was hit for the third time in only a week.
The Italian Coast Guard says it's rescued 85 people from a rubber dinghy, which got into trouble off the Libyan coast, and retrieved 8 bodies from the sea. At least 25 people are known to have drowned. Here's John McManus.
It's believed to be the first shipwreck of 2018 on the dangerous route from North Africa to southern Europe that desperate migrants continue to use. The partly submerged dinghy was first spotted by a surveillance aircraft deployed by the EU's anti-trafficking mission. The German charity Sea-Watch say they believe 150 people were aboard the vessel. The Coast Guard and Italian Navy are continuing to search for more survivors. There was a drop in the number of migrants attempting to cross the Mediterranean last year, but it's estimated that more than 3,000 died trying to reach Europe.
World News from the BBC. The German and Turkish foreign ministers have met in Germany as Ankara attempts to ease tensions with Europe that have built up since the failed coup in Turkey in 2016. Damian McGuinness in Berlin has more.
More dialogue and better economic cooperation is the message from Turkish and German foreign ministers, a very different tone to recent years when relations hit an all-time low. When Turkish officials were banned from campaigning in Germany before a referendum, Turkey accused Berlin of using Nazi practices. German politicians, meanwhile, have been highly critical of Ankara for cracking down on opponents after a failed coup in 2016. The jailing of German citizens in Turkey has sparked particular outrage.
The Prime Minister of the island of Curaçao in the Dutch Caribbean has complained that both his country and the neighbouring islands of Aruba and Bonaire have been unjustly accused of smuggling and drug trafficking. On